and you're listening to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM.
A new Concordia student group is advocating to replace the school's major food service. Fed Up Concordia is a grassroots student organization which started in August before this school year. They are bringing attention to issues with Aramark, the largest food provider on Concordia's campus, and hoping to eventually have this service replaced. There have been different campaigns to replace Aramark over the years, but Fed Up Concordia is hoping to get the support of the student body through the upcoming student by-elections. The student by-elections are hosted by the Concordia Student Union. In addition to filling vacant seats on the union's executive, it is a chance for students to vote yes or no to various referendum questions, thus enabling the union to advocate for certain things, a sort of democratic and institutionalized petition. Here is Fed Up Concordia organizer Mia Kennedy reading the question being posed to the student body.
The referendum question is in three parts. The first one is trying to end exclusive contracts with multinational corporations on campus, so essentially not allowing corporations like Aramark to be the only ones able to serve food. The second one would be to support, enhance, and incubate local food initiatives, so that would include developing an alternative to Aramark, in addition to supporting other organizations on campus like Frigo Vert, People's Potato, the Hive Cafe. And lastly, asking Concordia to implement a holistic food policy that includes strong commitments to social and environmental justice. So these are all values that already most students align with, and it's really important to get this passed because that way the Concordia Student Union, who's already really supportive of this, they're further empowered to advocate for these things when they're talking with the admin.
Fed Up Concordia began their campaign on Monday, November 11th of this year. They want to mobilize students around two central issues regarding Aramark. One is the quality of the food. There have been reports over the years of food being moldy, unsanitary, and poorly prepared from students. The other is Aramark's involvement in the prison industrial complex. Aramark is the largest food provider to U.S. private and public prisons. Here is another Fed Up organizer, Shyam Raghavan.
Our main goal is healthier choices and sustainable options in terms of food for all students on campus. And it also involves replacing companies with more ethical companies.
Neither Concordia nor Aramark responded to requests for comment. The Concordia student by-election campaign period lasts until November 18th. The polling of the student body lasts from November 19th to November 21st. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider, broadcasted live from Montreal. Last week was a pre-recorded episode. I was feeling a little bit under the weather. This week, I am feeling much better, and I'm glad to be back in studio. So, this week, you know, what's happened twice in a row now that I'm a little bit embarrassed about is I step outside, and the weather is significantly colder than I expect it to be. It happened, I want to say, a month ago, and I was like, okay, I guess it's fall now, summer's over. Or maybe it was back in September even, and now it's happened again, and it's like almost 0 degrees outside, and I'm like, okay, I guess it's almost winter now. I don't know. I'm not ready for all this weather changing. I wanted to do a lot of walks at Mount Royal, and I'm looking outside from my apartment, and all the leaves are gone, and now it's a little bit less pretty. It's like, oh my god, I am losing track of time. I am so busy. So I figure this week, let's just put some chill, kind of ambient music on. Usually on the show, I throw a variety of electronic music, mostly stuff that exists outside of just dance music. So either some ambient pieces, some kind of like Indietronica, some rock with electronic elements, all that stuff. Really no boundaries on the show here. So a new track that I came across, I believe yesterday, that I think is really cool, is this new track by Bedroom titled John on the Ceiling. Bedroom spelt B-D-R-M-M, just in case you want to look them up. And something I thought that's really cool about this track is, you know, sometimes you have tracks that are kind of electronic with rock elements, and sometimes you have rock tracks with electronic music. This really feels like a, like, top line, like, you have these two separate electronic and rock tracks on this one that just kind of are layered on top of each other, and it's really not even like a blend. It's just like two almost like different elements put together on one track, but it works really well, and I'm really interested in hearing the full album from them, which I believe comes out in February. So I'm going to be interested in keeping an eye on that one. So from Bedroom, starting off on this kind of chill episode of Patch Notes, here is John on the Ceiling here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Down, soaking down. discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
State ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM.
Is it enough to count a track that has guitars and like traditional instrumentation but has weird vocal flanging and like a kind of like electronic-ish drum beat as a electronic track? I don't know, but the track I just played before the break was titled Sanctuary Point by Mel Blue, who just put out a new EP. This track was not off their EP, it was from an album they released a few years ago titled Sanctuary Point as well, so this was the, I guess, self-titled track off that album. I don't know what you call a track that has the same name as the album. The title track, I think, is the word. I don't know. Anyways, point being, this is kind of a more chill week. I don't know what's the full logic for it, but, you know, when there's a big temperature drop, I just want to kind of get cozy. So I'm trying to give that energy back to all of you by playing some nice kind of chill, kind of slightly long ambient pieces where you can kind of just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music, kind of soak in the environment. One such track is by Sam Prekop titled Every Night, so I will play that, and then I will follow it up by this really cool Daniel Avery track titled Illusion of Time. So yeah, keep locked in here on CJLO 1690, and from Sam Prekop, here is Every Night. Thank you.
I'm wandering over the bodies that fell into the wall. We've scattered love with the Sabbath's trust. I forgot my temper and nothing but and nothing but. I'm wandering over. It's too eccentric. I know I'm all dead. I know.
CJLO 1690 AM. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling quite comfortable. You're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weeder. And again, I feel like I'm having a repeat of a few episodes ago where I was just playing like very cozy ambient music, and now I'm feeling all like snug, like I'm almost wearing a blanket or something, and I just want to keep playing the music. But I also need to do my job and entertain the audience, so to speak. So yeah, you heard just now The Living Layer by Efter Kang. Nice. Really like cool, I don't want to say like epic, but like a word I would describe for all three tracks I just played would be like transcendent, I think is an accurate word. Very like heavenly, kind of ascending to some other plane. And before that track by Efter Kang, I played this Daniel Avery and Alessandro Cortini collaboration titled Illusion of Time. I just discovered this track a few days ago and is fantastic. I really need to get around to that whole album, just like really, really, really great kind of ambient, proggy. I don't know if prog is the right word, but like progressive in the sense that it is like progressing over time, ambient piece right there. And then before I played Every Night by Sam Prekop, which is like a really cool, nice little bubbly track. Like that one a lot as well. So I'm going to keep these vibes rolling. I am going to play next this new Claire Ezzi track from her new album, which is titled The Bloody Lady. It is a reinvention of a score to this like very, I don't want to say bizarre or weird because I haven't seen it myself, but From what I've heard, it's some like cult classic animated film that seems to have gone under the radar. And so she was brought on to kind of do this like interesting piece where she interpreted the score and kind of did like reanimated is maybe the wrong word, but you know, like she crafted what she thought was a like appropriate score to this piece. So yeah, track titles are just labeled like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm going to play Claire Aze with 3. Not just the number 1, not just not the number 2, nor not just in this case the number 3, but you know, 3 eyes make it very fancy, very poetic. So again, here's Claire Aze, Canadian artist, here on CJLO 69 AM with the track 3. And then after that, I'll play, I want to say like iconic at this point, the iconic track are off this Floating Points album Promises, titled Movement 1. Funny story about this. I went to a museum in Philadelphia a few months ago over the summer, and I saw some painting that was like looked really familiar, and I was like, I've seen this artist before. And so I pulled up the Floating Points artwork for Promises, and I was like, this is the same artist. And then I looked up who the artist was, and I was correct. And I don't have the artist name with me right this second. When I come back, I will be sure to bring that artist up, because the painting was just like incredible. Highly recommend seeking out their art. But yeah, that's enough of a tangent from me. Again, on CJLO 69 AM, I'm going to play Claire Aze with 3, and then after that, Movement 1 from Floating Points and Pharoah Sanders and the, I think, London Philharmonic Orchestra, I want to say, off their album Promises. So again, yeah, let's keep it going here on CJLO 69 AM. Thank you.
Montreal is back. From November 20th to 23rd, come check out the festival that highlights the best new music in the city. There's something for everyone with concerts varying in all sorts of musical styles. Make sure to check out their jam-packed marathon events such as BB Club and En Stereo at Theatre Fairmount, Grand Public, Radiant Baby and Wizard at Casa del Popolo, Bonnie Trash, Breeze and Dermabrasion at La Sauterenia, plus performances and DJ sets from Shay Leah, Lara, Virginie B, La Force, Claire Vincent, and more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mpulmontreal.com.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
CJLO Radio.
You know, it's the unfortunate thing about an album that just like completely transitions between one track and another is that the songs cut off very abruptly, and that is what you may have experienced with the end of Movement 1 by Floating Points, Pharoah Sanders, and the London Symphony Orchestra. I mentioned earlier that the artist I saw a few months ago, not the artist themselves, but I saw one of their paintings of that cover of the Floating Points album, and the artist is Julie Mehretu. Julie, Mehretu. Really cool stuff. Highly recommend checking out their work. Yeah, so we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and that gives me about just enough time to play these last two tracks. I'm going to play this track by the Vancouver group Minor Pieces titled This House, and then I will come back and play the final track. But again, you've been listening to Patch Notes on CJLO. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Every week, I play a variety of electronic music, usually stuff that is not exactly dance floor suitable, so whether that be ambient or indie-tronic or some kind of alt-pop, stuff like that, you can usually tune in on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. and you'll listen to that. Not usually, always, every week, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. You could tune in and listen. But yeah, with Minor Pieces, here is This House on CJLO 690 AM.
The air's told in vertebrae and the gutters of books. There is one.
CJLO 1690 AM, you've been listening to Patch Notes. I've been your host, Eric Weider. I'm going to end this episode by this track by DOS. Really, really fantastic track. One of my favorites of the year when it came out, I believe in 2021 or maybe even 2022. I am always losing track of time. The title of the track is Strawberry, just like fantastic blend of shoegaze with these little electronic beeps and bloops throughout. Really, really stellar track. And also a really nice chill track. So that's going to cap off this relaxed episode of Patch Notes here on CJLO 1690 AM. You can always tune in next week, Wednesday at 3 p.m. I will be here. I'll be playing more electronic music. I don't know what I'll play next week. We'll see. Maybe I'll play some very aggressive music. Maybe I'll continue the chill vibes. We'll see. You'll have to tune in next week to find out. Again, keep locked in here on CJLO 1690 AM. We have more programming coming up next. So yeah, here is DOS with Strawberry, and till next week, see you then.
The sun will leave you. Maybe the sun that leaves you. Maybe I have fun too. And maybe I could sing too.
You're listening to CJLO.